Another day, another podcast. Hello.
Hello.
All right, good start. So today, new Apple Watch Ultra reviews are live. There's a bunch of them also on YouTube. So if you follow Apple or any kind of sports watches, you for sure had in your feed suggested some reviews of the Apple Watch Ultra. And that's the question that I have for you today. Maybe you can help me narrow this down. Like, who is the target customer for the Apple Watch Ultra? Because in my opinion, Apple Watch Ultra is struggling to kind of find itself. So what's your take on this?
Influencers.
No, but like.
No, I got your question. I think the for whoever that is not into like, not even extreme, but any sport gear, it may appear that this new Apple Watch is like for this kind of sport people that run every day or hike like on the every weekend and even dive and so on and so forth. And this is great, like, this is gear for sport people, right? But the question is it so? Because we know that on the market we have Garmin, we have even this one, I don't remember the name, not starting with the F, I think this is the second one.
I don't know, but let me stop you here. So I disagree with what you said. So you mentioned that the Apple Watch is like for people who do sports, like running or something. Like, this was already the base customers for the basic Apple Watch. Like, remember the collaboration with Nike to come up with like a regular Apple Watch Nike edition. So for people who, for example, run. But I don't know if you saw the commercials for Apple Watch Ultra, but they show like top of the mountain, people covered totally in snow and calling their base camp from the Apple Watch Ultra. Or of course, people diving like 20, 40 meters and using their Apple Watch Ultra. I simply cannot believe that this is the real customer base for like this type of device.
Knowing what we have on the market, like with Garmin, for example, whoever do it seriously, I don't think they will use Apple Watch Ultra.
That's the kind of at least showcased customer base,
yes,
from Apple,
but
right?
I don't really believe that Apple is really targeting these people. This is a commercial. I really think that they show it this way because they know that it will make a wow effect for some people who are maybe aspiring to do a little bit more than running twice a week. And that's all.
All right, so I can share some data. So for example, Apple Watch Ultra, what makes it different from regular Apple Watch is that it has much larger battery, but
what do you mean?
Apple terms. So for example, it will last up to 2 days without charging, being connected to like to your smartphone and including some light exercises during the day. So it's an improvement, but obviously in a world of like Garmin, that's a joke, right? Like, but that's a different story and another topic for another podcast comparing those two. One is sport watch and another is smartwatch. So that's a bit different. But like my biggest kind of query or just I'm not happy with Apple due to the fact that they are advertising this one like being able to take it like at the edge of the world, basically. And realistically, when you look at the numbers, it, for example, has like 12, 13 hours of battery time when using on an activity like GPS, right?
Are you implying they are lying to us?
I mean, like, I get the product. Like, product team sat down and probably looked through some like websites or Reddit or whatever. And for example, one of the complaints was that like you cannot take it for an like ultra marathon or like you cannot take it for Ironman. Ironman is very popular right now. So you do swimming, then you bike, then you finish with a run, right? And they sat down and they made it last 12, 13 hours, which is fine. Like top athletes do the Ironman course in 7-8 hours. So possibly you can do this like in 11, 12 hours if you're above average. But that's my problem with it. So, okay, your maybe target time for an Ironman is like 11 hours. And you come with a 100% charged Apple Watch Ultra, which should last 13 hours. And imagine something goes sideways, like you feel bad, you feel nauseous, you need to walk instead of run, or maybe you have some slight pain in your ankle, and you give it all you've got to finish the race, right? You're an athlete, you want to finish the race, and you finish it in 14 hours, you look down on your watch, and it stopped tracking like halfway through the last 10 kilometers, right? And you cannot show it to your friends, you cannot show it to,
I see your point. I think that that's why the rate of people who will be using this watch for such races won't be too much. I mean, it won't be too high.
But that's the whole commercials. Like, all the commercials are about people in the middle of the mountains.
That's exactly what I'm saying here. The commercial is one thing. I think that they wanted to have to do the wow effect. I really seriously doubt that there was anything seriously taken into account that they can compete with Garmin or any other sport brand, currently doing this kind of watches. I would be so surprised if that there was even one executive at Apple who seriously thought that, okay, this is like the good champion on this market. No, I think that this marketing was strictly was very well thought, but only to have a wow effect, only to people who are aspiring or want to feel like this. Whoever is doing it more seriously, I mean, ultramarathon taken more seriously, after the first time that the Apple Watch dies during the walk, race, swimming or whatever, they will be so pissed off that they will not use it again for such activities.
Yeah, I agree. Like, imagine just even like doing a long hike. It's not extreme. Like, you're hiking, you're staying at like in the nature using a tent. But imagine it takes like 3-4 days to cross some mountains. And like, it's so inconvenient if you have to charge your Apple Watch using a power bank. It's a joke, right? It should last at least a few days. And they are advertising like a super low power mode, but it's not yet here. So they might do this with an update, but it's not here. We cannot evaluate it. So currently 2 days of usage or 11 hours of GPS tracking and the Apple Watch is dead, which compared to like, I think Garmin like Enduro 2, which has like 100 hours of GPS usage, which is a completely different game. So, all right, so closing thoughts. Do you think it could actually ever be what it's trying to be right now via advertisement? Like a piece of gear that like someone takes into the mountains or into a jungle?
Mm-hmm. I think the easy answer is absolutely no, unless in the future there will be some big breakthrough in the technology that allows having really a smartwatch like Apple to be combined with something like Garmin. But right now, I think they have the technological limitations. That's why it's only last 2 days.
I'm going to disagree with you on this one again. In my opinion, actually, Garmin should really watch out right now. Because imagine if there is one senior VP in Apple or someone who makes decisions that really wants to have a watch similar to Garmin. Like, Apple has a huge amount of product people, engineers, and even if the first iteration isn't great, they can just sit right now after launching the first one and meet with product and say, all right, now you've gave me 2 days of battery life, I want 1 week of battery life. And the next year, they're gonna say, I want solar charging. And the next year, I want something else, 2 weeks of battery. So actually, I might see this being very interesting in a couple of years.
Do you think that they may treat it more like the proof of concept, like marketing-wise also proof of concept? Let's see how it will sell, and then let's see what will be our next.
I think Apple is very, very powerful, has extremely large resources, and like not paying attention to it or dismissing the possible threat from Garmin perspective would be a big mistake. So I'm really curious what they're gonna do in the coming years.
Let's see. I'm stick to my Garmin right now.